You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in the Thames Pavilion at the House of Commons, and I'm here for the launch of a new training package, which is sponsored by the RNIB and hosted by the Royal College of Ophthalmologists on their Inspire platform. And it's all about creating awareness for clinicians who are based within the eye care health sector around awareness of the impact and importance of emotional support at the point of diagnosis. And I'm with Mary Thurston, who is from the Abattoir University in Dundee. Mary, what sort of input have you had on the actual sort of, I suppose, the package and I suppose the research into it? Because I believe that's the sort of subject that you do look into.
Well, I've spent my career researching the mental health impacts of sight loss, really after my own experience of being diagnosed with a sight loss condition, which is RP. So it's really been close to my heart because I went through such a difficult experience myself that I wondered if other people went through this. So like my career has been really focused on finding out, you know, how other people experience it. And across the board, it's particularly difficult around being diagnosed with a sight condition. And so when I had the opportunity to be involved in this project, I just was so delighted. It's a wonderful thing to do because we, like ophthalmologists, are at the cutting edge of giving this news to patients, and for them to have an awareness of how it lands, it's not just about the eyes, it's beyond the eyes, then is fabulous. Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
And I suppose through your research, what are the sort of main things that, you know, sort of, I suppose, affect people when they are diagnosed and possibly given that sort of final sort of thing to say, well, there's nothing we can do about your eyes?
Yeah, people experience that as really challenging, particularly if it's delivered in a way that isn't sensitive. Because I think, like, from the research, it looks like they, like, three things are important. People want to know about, like, the prognosis, like, how's it going to progress. They want to know about the practical things, like, you know, will I be able to drive? And they want to know the emotional things, like, how am I going to cope with this? So from the person receiving the diagnosis, there's a lot going on.
And it's great that the Labour MP, Marcia de Cordova, is hosting tonight's sort of reception and launch of the training. And I think that's so good that she is there sort of hosting it and being part of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're very grateful to her. And what a place. This is incredible, like, to be here in Westminster. It feels like, actually, this matters, you know, and to have Marcia supporting it is fabulous.
Well, Mary, thank you very much indeed for talking with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.